Before we move on, you said you had four children. Let's have their names.
Lori is my oldest daughter. She's an MSW social worker in Florida and a songwriter. All my kids played instruments, no lessons, but they loved to play instruments. Pam, my second child, taught music in the JCC preschools, day school system in Chicago to this day. My third child is my son, Jeff, my only son. We say our only Kaddish, because in the traditional religion, you'd have to have a son to say Kaddish after you died, or your soul would just wander. He went to Washington University, as is my oldest daughter. They both had degrees from Washington University. Lori had an MSW from there, and he works in the management in Chicago area. He used to run nursing homes. That was a tough business to be in. My youngest daughter is Beth. She was with us the longest until she finally graduated high school and left. She is a math major from Northwestern. They all married. My first daughter, Pam, married a Chicago guy from Skokie. And then little by little, Jeff came back from Israel, and he said, I might as well live by my sister. My son Jeff went to seminary in Israel for a while, till one Sunday morning they found him with some girls. He wasn't supposed to be running around with girls in this seminary. He was in the wrong seminary. So he came home early. Still Orthodox. Most of my kids are Orthodox. Traditional, bring their kids up very traditional. Their kids go to seminaries now. And our great-grandkids, well, we'll wait to see what happens with them. We will have 10 by the fall, 10 great-grandchildren. So that was my four kids.
Then with that degree, where did you go to work?
First job I had was with the public schools, and I was a school psychologist for 3 years. Worked for Mary Jo Keatley. Dr. Jo Keatley was the head of the psychology department.
Of Tulsa Public Schools.
Yes.
While you were working in the psychology department, you needed an extra job.
Well, that was only school hours. So to 4 o'clock, I had to get another job. So I worked in the Hebrew school 4 to 6. And then I worked for a private psychologist in the evening doing group counseling with kids.
Wasn't there a dry cleaning?
Yes. Well, I knew a little bit about dry cleaning from back east. Anybody living back east knew Spotless Cleaners. He's the guy that got me into the Latin Quarter. And so Jerry said, well, why don't you do that? I bought an old truck for a little bit of money, a panel truck, and I went around and picked up dry cleaning while I was going to school. The people I knew originally were all the people in the shul at B'nai Emunah. So I would go around to those B'nai Emunah people. Charlie Goodall was a great customer of mine because he wore a fresh suit every day and shirt, so he was a great customer. And so eventually, it made me kind of a big shot in the way that I knew who had ring around the collar. You have to know that commercial to know that story. But anyhow, so I picked up a route. I used to get lost every time I went to West Tulsa, but I developed a nice clientele. I knew how to press pants, so I worked out a deal with the dry cleaner here. After I did everything else, I'd take the dry cleaning there. He would dry clean it, and then I would go press the pants. Then we split 50-50, and that's how I made a living out of that. Then we decided, let's go uptown. We'll open up a drop store. Jerry will run the drop store. A drop store is a dry cleaner's without any machinery. You know, you send your cleaning out to somebody else. Small store. In New York, they call it a hat band store. Anyhow, we opened one up right by the Tulsa Club, I think it was, on Harvard. 30-some-odd on Harvard. There was a liquor store, all glass, little place, and we rented that. That day, they started fixing Harvard, tearing it up like they're doing on Yale. It was Tulane. Torn up for 2 years, and we were trying to make a living. At that time, we were living with my mother-in-law. I missed the whole period where we went back east to try to make it there and came back, and my house was rented. Anyway, I lived with my mother-in-law, had a beautiful new house on South Irvington, and we moved in with 4 kids, and a dry cleaning truck, and a couple of racks I put up in her garage. She was a sweet, sweet, sweet woman. Sweet woman. And my father-in-law put up with it, too. Then Jerry decided she's going to do cuffs. I went to the library, and I got a book. Today they have books, easy books to learn something. There's a title they all have.
For dummies.
Dummies. I don't like to use that term. But anyway, it was a beginner's book on how to put cuffs on and fix a suit. Jerry would prop it up on the counter, and she would fix the pants. One day, Mr. Myers, do you remember Flo Meisel's dad, I believe, Mr. Mars. He had been the finest tailor in Kansas City and came here to retire. He used to tell me that his suits in the hock shops, in the pawn shops, would bring the highest dollar. So his label was a fantastic thing in Kansas City. He was an expert. We would sit there as the shake when he would come in because he was a perfectionist and knew how to do it. But when he walked in and saw Jerry with a book putting cuffs on a pair, he had never seen that in his life. Could not believe that that was going on in this place. Well, we survived that. Finally got out of school, finally got a job.
So you were 3 years with Tulsa Public Schools.
Yeah.